So this is going to be a guided process to help us identify our five wishes and our five most important qualities. Part of this has been inspired by a teacher called Gay Hendricks, and I came across his work, saw a film by him, and read his book. And I did the process that I'm going to be sharing with you in this recording. And that gave me a lot of clarity and kind of really crystallized what was earlier just quite vague for me. So, very briefly, the process involves us meeting our own self just before we are dying. And we ask this version of ourself if we've had a successful life. And that older version of ourselves will answer yes or no. And then we will ask what led to having a successful life, what led to having an unsuccessful life. And from that, we're going to get some really interesting insights based on what are our five most important qualities and the five most important wishes that we have. Just before we get into the process, to clarify, what do I mean by qualities? What do I mean by wishes? So qualities are inner states of being. It's something that's always accessible. So for example, I talk about the quality of patience. It's always accessible. The quality of wishing well for others or having a loving, attitude. It's always accessible. It may be difficult to access, but it's always there, right? Truthfulness, being true to oneself, it's always accessible. So these are qualities, and then by wishes, I mean it's something that you want to create or experience or learn or manifest in your life in some way. So an example of a wish could be that I want to leave behind a body of work that touches the lives of many people. I want to create a school which brings out the inner genius of children. These are examples of wishes. So in this process, I'm going to guide you through the process where you connect with your older self, wiser self, and learn from that beforehand. It'll be helpful to sit in a quiet place for some time and to have a journal for this experience. And so at this time, if you need, you can pause this recording and go ahead and find yourself a journal, a diary, notebook, and a pen. You can also do it on your laptop or phone, as long as there are no other distractions. Everything else is off. That's fine. So you can pause this recording and go ahead and get these things together. And then sit in a quiet place. And when you're ready, then press play again. Alright, so we are assuming that you're all set, you have a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, you've got yourself a journal or a diary or something that you can make notes on. So now I'd like you to close your eyes, take a deep breath. And I want you to imagine walking down a beautiful long corridor. It's a beautiful, long, white corridor. It's filled with light. And on both sides, there's some windows. You look out, it's quite green and nice on the outside. And you're walking down this long corridor. You're feeling very comfortable. And there's a kind of rising anticipation. And as you come to the end of the corridor, like a bubble-shaped hall, and on the left side you see a door, on the right side you see a door as well. So you approach the door on the left side, and you knock on the door. And the voice on the inside says, "Come in." And you go in and you see an old person lying on a bed. And you recognize from the eyes that this is actually you. You also recognize that this is the last day of your life. So you go and you greet this older version and you introduce yourself as the younger version with your current age. And you ask this older version of yourself, are you completely satisfied with your life? Have you had a successful life on your own terms? And you allow this older version of yourself to actually answer, no, I did not. So now you ask this older version of yourself, what, above all, what is the one thing that you could not do, that you could not experience, that you could not make happen, that led to your life being unsuccessful? See what answer comes. Write it down. And you will repeat this question 4 more times. What else made your life unsuccessful? What was it that you could not experience, could not do, could not achieve that made your life so unsuccessful? Ask this question 4 more times. See what answer comes. You can pause this recording until you finish and then press play again. Now continue the conversation with this version of yourself who's not had a successful, satisfactory life, not fulfilled with their life, and ask this older version of yourself that what are 5 qualities that kept you from having this kind of satisfactory life? What qualities? And just an example could be fear, could be procrastination, could be not believing in myself, lack of faith, trust, and could be anything else. So go ahead and ask, what are the qualities that led to you having an unfulfilling life, unsuccessful life? And again, you can pause this recording, see what answers come, and write them down, and then press play again. And now that you've written down the five qualities that led to having an unfulfilling life, and also before that, the 5 wishes that didn't get met, the 5 experiences that you didn't have, you've got 10 things here. Hold the hands of your older self and just wholeheartedly bless this older self, completely suffusing and surrounding this older self with blessings, infinite blessings, infinite blessings, infinite violet flames. Returning this part of you back into the light, back to source. It was all designed for you to wake up now. And with a deep sense of gratitude for these learnings, you leave that room and you enter that bubble-shaped hall. You walk across the hall to the other door and you tap on that door. And the voice inside says, come in. You enter and you see a beautiful room, a person lying on a bed. And you recognize this person as you through their eyes. You feel a very different energy in this room. And you introduce yourself. And this older version of you recognizes you. It's almost like they've been waiting for you. And you have a sense that this is the last day of this person's life. You ask this person, did you have a fulfilling life, a contented life? Were you really satisfied with your life? Was it a successful life? And the person answers with a resounding yes. And now you will go ahead and ask, what is it? What are the things that you accomplished or did or experienced or achieved or learned? What above all led to having such a satisfying life experience? See what answer comes. Write it down. Repeat this question 4 more times. You can pause this recording until you complete this part of it. And now you ask this older version of yourself, what are the 5 qualities that enabled you to have such a successful life? What are the inner qualities? Examples could be things like gratitude, things like serving others joyfully, a joyful heart. For example, forgiveness. Could be any other quality. Commitment. And go ahead and list down those 5 qualities. Listen deeply, see what's coming. Hear what's coming and write them down. You can pause this recording until you have the 5 qualities. And you are so grateful to have this list of 5 qualities and 5 wishes that made your life so outstandingly fulfilling, successful, satisfactory. You're so grateful. And look into the eyes of your older self. Your older self looks deeply into your eyes and transmits to you all the strength, all the confidence, all the conviction, and all the power that you need to truly make this a reality. And feel the strength, this power integrating into every cell of your being. You're so grateful, you're so thankful. Again, you hold the hands of your older self. Infinite blessings, so grateful, so thankful. Surrounding this whole room, this whole moment with violet flames, infinite violet flames. And returning everything back to source, everything back to light. You've learned the important lessons. You're so grateful. You're so thankful. And having expressed your gratitude, you leave this room. Come back to the bubble-shaped hall. Walk down that nice, long, white corridor with lovely windows. Lots of greenery on the outside. And over the next 5 seconds, you find yourself in this moment, in this body, in this space, where you are right now. Take a slow deep breath. And if you like, you can rub your palms together. Bring them over your eyes. Slowly open your eyes. Beautiful. And you've completed a very powerful exercise, and you've identified the 5 qualities, the 5 wishes that would lead to an unsuccessful life, the 5 qualities, the 5 wishes that will lead to a truly successful and fulfilling life. Now you just need to focus on the five wishes that you want in this life. The first part of the exercise was just to help you get to the second part. And if you like, you can write these down very neatly, very clearly. You can create affirmations based on these five qualities and these five wishes. You want to revisit these five qualities and five wishes frequently. You might want to write them down and put them up where you can see them often. You should come to a place where if I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I ask you your five wishes, you can tell me your five wishes. You can tell me your five qualities. And whenever you have an important decision to make in life, whenever you're at crossroads, that's the time to revisit your five qualities, your five wishes, and ask yourself, what will help me strengthen these five wishes, these five qualities, accomplish these goals of my life? And that will help you make the right decision. And you're making your decision based on your deepest priorities, your deepest purpose, your deepest values. It's bound to be a good decision. So this practice has really helped me, and this clarity has really helped me. And I'm sure it will help you as well. So go ahead and you can rewrite. You can read, of course, and rewrite them as required. You can maybe clarify some things that aren't so clear. And definitely put this up in a place where you can revisit it, reread it, and memorize these five qualities, these five wishes. This becomes a very wonderful inner compass for you from this moment onwards. Lots of love and many blessings.